talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Tell the Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. Unless and until you know history. Right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a lot of it, and today we're going to start in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. You ever been there? It's a great county. A little time, Manitowoc. Terrific little county. The only fly in the ointment is they just announced that they have discovered forever chemicals in their water, too. They've discovered forever chemicals in their water, too, because there had been a company up there that made no-stick pots and pans, and the chemistry that goes into making the no-stick or firefighter foam and things like that has forever chemicals in it, and people would just use it and then let it flow right into the ground, right into the ground. And Manitowoc said, well, that's okay, because we get our water from Lake Michigan. Oh, really? You get your water from Lake Michigan. So do I. Let me mention a couple of other counties that have forever chemicals in them, very close to Lake Michigan. How about Milwaukee County at the airport? Most populous county in the state. Forever chemicals have been found around the airport. How about Dane County? Second most populous county in the state. Maybe, I don't know, with Waukesha now, who knows? But certainly an extremely important county, the state capital, the university, and so forth. Forever chemicals by the airport, various rivers and lakes and so forth, and streams in Dane County have advisories on how many fish you can take out of them and safely eat. Sort of blows me away. We have great fish biologists, apparently, and some of them you can eat a fish a week and some a fish a month. You know, I got news for you. I'm not going to go fishing anywhere where I have to worry about any of that. Fishing I've liked to do in the past is muskie up in the Chippewa flowage. You go up to the Chippewa flowage, beautiful. I hope to heck that forever chemicals aren't there yet. And if they are, I'll tell you what, another place I like to fish was Alaska. Go to the Kenai Peninsula, camp there, fish for halibut. Beautiful, clean, terrific. All sorts of halibut all over the place. Okay, how about some other counties? How about Marinette County? You drink bottled water in Marinette County. Drink bottled water in Kewaunee County because of CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. How about Rhinelander? Forever chemicals there. How about Eau Claire? How about La Crosse? Am I getting close to where you've traveled and been and lived? Are you kidding me? It's all over the state. It's all over the state. And wildlife drinks from these streams. And one of these days, somebody's going to get a deer and they're going to test it. And they're going to say there are forever chemicals in it. And you can't eat the meat, or you can only eat one deer every 2 years. You know, I'm really tired of this. And let me tell you where I put a lot of the blame. The DNR has a plan to reduce and ultimately eliminate any forever chemicals. Any forever chemicals. Lower the standard, or I should say raise the standard, by lowering the amount of forever chemicals, parts per trillion, they're going to tolerate in our water. Republican Party is stopping it. Biden and the EPA nationally are putting together regs that would regulate this and would Trump, no pun intended, but would federal Trump state. Federal law comes out and there's a state law that goes the other way. Too bad, so sad. The federal government laws trump any state law that's inconsistent. But you know what's going to happen? The EPA is going to put it out. Right-wing groups will sue. You may get a Republican judge who says that has to be up to the Congress. And good luck getting 51 votes in the Senate. And then when you do, Moscow Mitch filibusters and you need 60 votes and you won't get them. They'll poison their own people. They will poison their own people. Well, what's going on back here in Wisconsin on that issue? The big obstacle is Fred Pren. He's still the chairman of the DNR, and his term expired May 1. He's been in 6 months, a few days more than 6 months. And Tony Evers has nominated a woman named Sandra Nas, N-A-A-S, who's very qualified, and the Senate won't even consider her. Why won't they consider her? Because there's an old case that says during the transition period, the outgoing guy can hang on. The contemplation is a couple of weeks that the state Senate would take it up. If it turned out that Sandra Nas had some disability in her resume that precluded her serving, okay. But that's not the case. That decision did not contemplate the Senate doing this for 4 years. They're not going to take her up. The Senate has reappointed Fred Pren for 4 years, even though they lost the election. And Fred Pren, Wolfman, it's another issue, but Fred Pren is in the bag for manufacturers who want to use forever chemicals and put it into the groundwater. I mean, how explicit do I have to be out there with you? That's what's going on. That's what's going on. He's also the guy, Wolfman, he's also the guy for special wolf seasons and hunts, largely, frankly, for out-of-state hunting clubs, Texas, Kansas, and they come in. That's fine. We like tourism. You can get an out-of-state license. A little tougher, a little more expensive than a state license. So what? These guys don't care. And then they can go up there and shoot themselves a lot of wolves. The problem is one of them that Fred Pren backed was during mating season. They were pregnant wolves. So you got a twofer. You shot a wolf and you likely shot her cub who was not yet born. That was wrong. The DNR said, look, do not have with wolves a hunting season as they're pregnant. Wait till the fall. Right-wing judge said, go ahead and do it. Apparently nobody bothered to take that up. You know, one thing that Biden could do is be to restore wolves to the endangered list, and then that trumps any state law and they can't be shot. Some farmers don't want that because they do grab off their cattle and so forth. So that's an issue that the DNR has to resolve. Experts, not me. And not Fred Pren, especially not Fred Pren. Better me than Fred Pren, let me put it that way. So why is Fred Pren still ahead of the DNR when his term expired in May 1? Because the Republicans will not take up Sandra Nas, and they reappointed him. And they're apparently getting away with it. They shouldn't be getting away with it. Now it's just come out that Fred Pren is hiding texts and documents from an open records request. Various environmental groups put in open records requests saying, we want to see all communications you had in this time period with Republican legislators and anyone else about you staying on, citing that old case and so forth. Fred Pren produced certain documents, but there are no emails or texts or anything else, which is very strange. So they sniffed a little more. It comes out Fred Pren is using his private Gmail account on official business to do this. Now, Hillary Clinton talked quite hell over that, although nothing was disclosed there either. You know, Jeb Bush did the same thing when he was governor of Florida. It happens all over the case. They targeted Hillary Clinton. Well, Fred Pren says, okay, it's my Gmail account. I don't have to turn it over. That is wrong. El wrongo. The law is that if you use a private account for official business, that's also subject to the open records request. It's black letter law. Fred Pren just says it isn't. And then they start this dance where now the environmental groups have to go to court, try to get this stuff. You could get a Republican judge who misreads the law or doesn't care about the law and says, no, you don't have to. Goes up the line. When it gets to the Supreme Court, you know how long that's going to take? About a year and a half. Fred Pren, by then, will have been 2 years behind his term. 2 years behind his term. Shooting pregnant wolves and pumping more forever chemicals into our groundwater. Now, is Fred Pren pumping them himself? No, of course not. But these communications are with the manufacturers and with LeMahieu, the head of the Senate now, majority leader for the Republicans. And the fix is in. We have a corrupt Republican caucus. There's no nicer way to put it. They used the lame duck legislation in the fall 2018, right after Evers won, but before he was sworn in January, to pass a bill. You might as well have said it, transfer the governorship to Voss and a little bit to LeMahieu, and then a companion bill, transfer the attorney generalship to Voss. And it passed, of course. And Walker signed it, of course, even though he lost. And the Supreme Court, Republican, said, yeah, that's fine. They didn't say that in North Carolina. They said it here. Nobody bothered to try to get to federal court. So you elected Voss attorney general, and you elected Voss governor. And with LeMahieu, you elected him governor when it comes to his burying appointments. There you have it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up when you call in. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.